Okay, so I believe when we last left off, we had been discussing the approach of the Get Pashut to Achrei Rabim Lahatos as a factor in Psak. And I just want to repeat a couple of the salient points from his Mareches HaKlolim, which is at the back of the Sefer, Klal Hey. There, after raising the issue of how it is that we, on the one hand, know that there's a yisod of Achrei Rabim Lahatos, and on the other hand, find many instances where we seem to follow the Yochid in opposition to the Rabbim, he says the following. He says, yearly, this Torah obligation of following the Rabbim, Hainu kishenechelku b'shas maisa b'din min hadinin b'sanhedrin o habezdin shenishala she'ela lifnehem. So there's a question that's presented to a ruling body, a beisdin or the Sanhedrin in its time. In that case, as poskin hadin v'holchem achaharov min haTorah bein lahakol bein lahachmir. Then we have this ironclad rule: you follow the rov, meaning there's a consensus taken, and you go after the rov. Omnam osa hadin v'apsak, that ruling that's given. Eino nisher kein lahalacha kvul doros shol yuchol based on achelachlok al oso psak. Shall harishonim shari amra Torah ala shofet asher yeh b'yamim ahim. So on the one hand, the rule of Achrei Rabim Lahatos guides those individuals in rendering their psak. However, going forward, it doesn't give special status to that psak for consideration in future generations, because in each generation, we know that the rule, the question, is presented ala shofet asher b'yamim ahim. Then again, a little bit later on, he says, "Haklal ha'ula, the hod arminan de minatora, Achrei Rabim Lahatos, haynu dafka b'shas maisa." But omnam oso psak eino nisha halacha kvul adoros im yavo besen acher v'nira lo tam acher. So another basin will come later and have a different svar, a different approach, and be soser that in vafilu shol yimsa tam acher el de mestaber taimim di yochid lefamim pasku b'gemara ki yochid. Sometimes there was in fact a case where we followed the Yochid. So if it comes to pass that in a later generation a question is brought up again, in one case the Rov was one way, but in the next generation or at a later time, the Beis Din that is considering the question feels that the opinion of the Yochid from the previous generation is correct or more mistaber, they have the right to follow that quote-unquote minority opinion. A little bit later on, he mentions that in some cases, we'll follow the Yochid simply because we're concerned about the particular case, meaning the Yochid might have a Chumrah, and on balance, we're going to be Choshesh for that opinion, even though it happens to be a quote-unquote minority opinion, or a Das Yochid. And we've seen that over the last couple of weeks, a couple of times, once in the case of the Urayim, once in the case of the Kolbo. So again, I'm quoting from the Get Pashut. He says, "Yirali datam zehu mashe yir hamaayin bekama duchti." Person who will pay close attention will see this a number of times. But poskim achronim, the hochem lahachmir bisurei Torah. When we're considering an isur Torah, v'choshishin l'miyat poskim hamachmirim. So we're going to be concerned about the miyat of poskim that are machmir. V'danon also k'din hasfekos. We'll treat it like a safek. Vafilu bepisal getter abonon. Okay, as we understand, the Sefer in large part is dealing with Hilchos Gittin, so he's going to get into examples of Gittin, which not so much of our focus for now. A little bit later on, and we talk Hamakomos. So the Lashon here is a little bit blurry, but Gamba Kama גם בכמה דוחתי יירה המעין דאף ביוחד נגד רבים לפעמים חוששון לדברי היוחד בישורי תורה ובפרט בישורי שסש. So again, when it comes to the cases of real severity, we're going to be חושש for the opinion of Yechidim, even though they may be arguing with the rabbim. HaKlal HaOla, now towards the end of Klal Hei, Daf al gav de margala befumaihu de rabvasa af machlokas poskim v'isirei Torah v'gitin v'kidushin lomar yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Again, this is a well-established principle. Bein l'hakal bein l'hachmir afil l'hachi choshin l'divrei ha-miyat. Sometimes we're going to go with the miyat linyan halacha l'maisa l'chadchila m'mnei she'eno rov gomor kevendol nechleku ponim b'fonim. Again, when it comes to machlokas poskim, the rove that we speak about as a machria, that's the rove of a Beis Din, a rove of a Sanhedrin. So, in a later generation where we're considering the opinions of various Rishonim or Achronim, as the case may be, we're not necessarily bound to follow the opinion of the majority of those poskim in rendering our opinion. We don't say, well, since the majority of Rishonim held this way, I must paskin that way. That's not necessarily the case. And in some cases, we're going to opt to follow a das yachid because of the concern of the isser that's being dealt with. And just to conclude his treatment here in Klal Hei, he says, certainly, when the Yachid or the Yechidim that we're talking about are significant individuals, then we're going to be concerned. Kishama kilim him amudei ha'orah, rov binyan v'rov minyan, va'osim him katanim. Yeah, it could have a case where you have a majority of Shittas one way, but you have a significant minority, meaning the individual who's the Yachid or the Yechidim, are significant Shittas, we're going to be concerned about them. Yidei b'chachma minyan, az osim maisa l'hakel. In some cases, we're going to go Lakula, if they're being Mako, or Lachumra, as the case may be, Vafila Chachila. Lufiza, Asi Shapir, the Losasi, Ahadadi, Devriya Poskim, Depam Choshim, Devriya Miyat, sometimes a Choshish for the Miyat, either Lakula or Lachumra, Vafli Yachid, and sometimes it's not just the Miyat, but it's an individual. Upam Einam Choshishin, and sometimes we're not concerned about the Yachid, Afla Miyat, Negan Arov. Not every opinion is given the same relative value. So we have to balance the rule of Achra Rab Lahatos on the one hand with who the individuals or who the Shittas are that we're considering on the other hand. And in reality, the basic rule of Achra Rab Lahatos is really a rule that pertains specifically to Bate Din and to Sanhedrin. So, two things that emerge from this treatment of the Get Pashat. One is that Be'etzem, the notion of Achrei Rabim L'Hatos, really applies to a Sanhedrin or to a Beis Din or the equivalent thereof. And two, in using the principle of Achrei Rabim L'Hatos or going with the Rabbim in future generations, we're not necessarily bound by the rule of Achrei Rabim L'Hatos. It's true that we do take stock of Rove and Miyut, but doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to follow the Rove. If the Rove happen to be significant poskim and the Miyut are less weighty Shittos, then yes, of course, we're going to give deference to the Rove. But if the case is reversed, if the Miyut happens to be significant weighty Shittos that we are generally concerned about, and the Rove are less weighty Shittos, then it may well be that we're going to follow the opinions of Yechidim or the Miyut. So this is very important in the context of the discussion that we had last week. But what I wanted to add is that this approach is not unique to the Get Pashut. We also find in the Maharshdam. The Maharshdam was a Talmud of the Maharbach. He lived in the 1500s, lived from early 15 to, let's say, late 1500s, lived from 1505 to 1589. By all standards, that was considered a fairly long lifespan at that time. So the Maharshdam writes And I'm not going to go through the entire tshuva, but in Chelek Yerodea Siman Pei Beis, in the middle of a much bigger, longer discussion, talking about haskamas of a kahal and notions regarding Beis Din, he writes the following. Gam tzarech ladas ki beinyan hatzarech larov kifi din Torah kasu harashba veharash v'mharikzal that are brought in tshuvos yisahiviu b'tshuvosav gam kein b'pshitas deinu nikra rov. When is it that we have a rov which would then dictate acher rab lahatos kasher yamdu kulam ke'echad, when they would be together and decide how a matter should be resolved. Va'az b'haskamas rov ha'omdim niskayim ha'inyon ba'al karcham shel ha'miyot. Then, regardless of the fact that there is a miyot that has a dissenting opinion, the halach is established according to the rov. This is what we discussed last week, and essentially what we saw in the Get Pasha. Ugedol mizos kasav mori harav ha'chassid, referring to the Marlbach, v'hu she'im mitchila no'adu yachad ha'rov. This goes back to a major dispute which we've spoken about in the past, in one way or the other, regarding the reestablishment of smicha. We know that the Mari Veirav and Marlbach were involved in this major dispute in the years following the Inquisition, when they were discussing whether or not they could reestablish the smicha of old. Those who were in favor of it took that position in large part because of the conversos who during the time of the Inquisition professed to leave Yahadus and be following the church. They later had remorse over having taken that position and felt that the only way they could do tshuva or they can get kapara was to get malchus, and in order to get malchus they need to be a beis din. So there was a move to reestablish the smicha of old so they can have a beis din which could mete out malchus. Now, a lot of questions that really are brought up by this discussion, none of which we're going to get into now, but just to mention them, who says that the only way for them to get kapar would have been through malchus, and who says the only way for them to get malchus was to have the reestablishment of smicha, to set up a basin and they give malchus. But that's the background. Anyone who's interested should look into it, and there's plenty of literature that deals with this issue. But the reference that he makes here really touches and concerns that issue. He says his Rebbe said that if there was a basin and there was a rove within that basin, and he made a psak. Let's say the rove says, "All right, so we'll get together again, and we'll say the same psak again." If the basin gave the psak without the knowledge of the miyot, that's not a binding psak. And that's to be contrasted with the case where the miyot is present and just takes a dissenting opinion. Where the miyot is not present, then the rov doesn't necessarily have the right to establish a rule, because that's not considering all of the opinions, meaning all the opinions have to be considered. It may well be the case that the rov takes a position that's antithetical to the miyot, but the miyot has to be given a chance, so to speak, to be part of the process. Okay, that's more tangential and perhaps of historic interest. But what we see here is that the Marashtam took the same position in his time as the Get Pasha took years later in his time. Also, I think we alluded to this last week, that the Chazon Ish lived from 1878 to 1953. Chazon Ish also takes this for granted. This is in Hilchos Kavod Rabbah v'Talmud Chacham. It's Simen Kuf Nun. In Sivka and Aleph, he writes, towards the end, he writes, Hinei Rishaim Lahaloch Achar Rabbam, a person has the right to follow his Rebbe. Talmidim have the right to follow the Rebbe. Af lahakel b'shal Torah, v'afil acholkem alavim Rabbim. Even if the Rabbim may take issue with the psak of a person's Rebbe, a person is entitled and may even be required to follow the psak of his Rebbe. Kol zman shelo haya moshav beis din, as long as it's not a case where there was a achra of the Sanhedrin or achra of the beis din. If there's a achra of a Sanhedrin or a beis din, then Rov controls, and a yachid doesn't have the right to take a different opinion, and if he does, maybe he's considered a zakein mamre. But in this case, we have an individual who poskim in a certain way, and it happens to be that other individual poskim differed and took a dissenting view, or took dissenting views. So that person's opinion is considered valid, that posek is entitled to give his opinion, and his talmidim are entitled to follow that opinion. Calls manshal yamoshav based in v'danu zek keneged zek. So again, we have that same concept of Acharei Rabim Lahatos being bound up with a Beis Din or Sanhedrin, where the individual Dayanim are sitting together, Zeh Keneged Zeh, and giving a Hachra, Ve'echriu, that's Halacha, and then he refers to the Gemara in Yevamos, on Yedal Amun Aleph, which we, I think, referred to last time as well. Okay, so we find it in the Chazon Ish, we find it in the Get Pashut, we find it in the Maharsh Dam. Interestingly, the concept is also referred to in his Mavo to Shabbos Haoretz. Rav Kook, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, in discussing Prozbul, says the following. This is on Daf Pei Tes. Pei Tes, and again on Sadi. He says, Aval, Imisham ha lo irya, she ikra de klola shal acher rabim lahatos, shehumen haTorah, as we've seen, this is a Torah principle. When does it apply? Hu dafka bebeistin she yoshvim bemoshav echad, v'donim elu keneged elu. Avamasha anu boyim la dun bedor acher, but in a later generation, al pimasha anu motzim midivrei yechidim v'harabim shenemru bedoro shelofaneinu, ein zemenator bekal acher rabim lahatos, has nothing to do with acher rabim lahatos. Right, taking stock of how many Rishonim weigh in on one side of an equation and how many weigh in on the other, that's not an issue of acher rabim lahatos. That's not the way acher rabim lahatos was meant to be employed, meant to be used. Ein zeh min haTorah b'chol acher rabim lahatos v'kar achlitu chilek zeh haposkim. He says the poskim already understood this and already made mention of this. And who does he refer to? Parenthetically, he refers to ayin kuntras haklolim b'sefer get pashut. So, not only is it the get pashut, it is also the Chazon Ish, the Maharsh Dam, and now Rav Kook, zecher tzadik v'kadosh livracha, also making reference to this point. So it seems that this is a well-established mahalach in understanding how acharei rabim lahatos factors into psak halacha. Rav Kook lived from the mid-1800s to early 1900s, died in 1935, born in 1865. By the way, for those that are interested, I believe Shabbos Haoretz, or at least the Hagdama, has recently been translated into English. Anyone who has a keen interest in seeing the way Rav Kook deals with this issue, as well as a number of other interesting issues, should take a look there. So against this backdrop, I'd like to move over and now consider the evolution of the Shulchan Aruch, the Hagosa of the Ramah, and how the later poskim, or even their contemporaries, reacted to the same. So we'll start with the Shulchan Aruch. We know that first, Rav Yosef Cairo wrote his commentary, the Beis Yosef, to the Tur, later fashioned the Shulchan Aruch based on rulings and analyses that he included in his Beis Yosef. The Ramah essentially did the same thing, wrote a Pirish to the Tur, the Darkei Moshe, and later glosses to Rav Yosef Cairo's Shulchan Aruch. In his Hakdama to Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Cairo writes the following. And I'm obviously not going to read the Hakdama in its entirety. We'll skip around, touching on some of the key points. Essentially explaining why it is that he wrote his Pirish, the Beis Yosef says that a person will find it very difficult to go through the Gemara and the whole sugya in order to know what the halach is. I'm reading in the middle of the paragraph that starts, Ve'im Yomer Adam. So in the middle of that paragraph, he says, Ve'hagam ki yeda makom hadin b'gemara, even a person knows where the halach is, in the Gemara, you'd start la'ayin kol sugi. You have to go through all sugi. Hahi, in pirish Rashi v'tosfos. First, go through it with Rashi and Tosfos. V'achar la'ayin b'divrei harif. Then look at what the riff says. V'harosh, v'haran, v'hamordechai. V'achar kach la'ayin b'harambam v'shar poskim. V'gam b'divrei tshuvos hagedolim hanimtzos etzlo. L'das im hadin hahu muskom mehakol. When a person wants to know what the halach is, so even if he knows where it's located in Shas, not enough to know that. He'll also have to go through the Rashi and the Tosfos, and the Rif, and the Ran, and the Rosh, and the Mordechai, and the Rambam, and then the Tshuvos of the Gedalia Rishonim to see how the halacha is treated. Is it muskom? And this language is important. Mehakol. Om yesh pa machlokas. If there's a machlokas, v'kama machlokas b'davar, or maybe multiple machlokasim. Ukedivrei miroi lachria. And he'll have to know, according to whose opinion, is it appropriate to be machria? V'zeh davar mavur ba'atzmo shehu davar she'ein lo kitza. This is a colossal work, a Herculean task. So he goes on to say that this is why he wrote the Beis Yosef. Alkein ani hadal ba'alfei Yosef, son of Ephraim, says he took upon himself to do this very thing, to be mechaber sefer, kolel kol hadinim hanogim bebir sharshehem motzaehem mehagemora im kol chiluke svaras haposkim ish lo nedar. And that's true. The Beis Yosef certainly brings a lot of analysis regarding specific issues. V'lo reisi latzol sefer zeh chibur b'fnei atzmo kedei sholot tzarech lichpo v'lichtov divrei misha kadmoni. So he didn't want to reinvent the wheel, so rather than starting from the beginning, he used the tour as a springboard. He said first he was going to write it as a running commentary to the Rambam, but then he felt that the Rambam maybe wouldn't be sufficient because he only brings one opinion. But the Rambam wasn't a good platform because it only had the opinion of the Rambam. Therefore, hiskamti l'samcho l'sefer arba turim. So instead, I decided to use the tour, and we know that the Beis Yosef adorns the side of the tour. Nimtza shemishia sefer zeh lefonov, meaning Beis Yosef in the tour, Yiyu Sidurim Lefonov Kedivrei HaTalmud in Pirush Rashi V'Tosos V'Haran Piskei Rif V'Arash V'Mordechai V'Harambam V'Hagosov V'Magid Mishnah V'Rabbini Rucham V'Sefer HaTshuma V'Shibah HaLeket V'Harokeach V'Shari Dura V'Sefer HaTashbeitz V'Sefer HaItor Nimuke Yosef Smag Smak Orchos Chaim Torah Sabayis Hagos Oshri Sefer HaManig HaOgor Sefer Bali Nefesh L'Arayvid Chuvas HaRash HaRashba Ribar Sheshes Rav Shimshon Bar Tzemach, the Mari Kolon, Shimus Hadeshen, Kol Devrei Muvorim Hektev, Vuxas Mekomos, Mamari Hazor. So these are the works that I included in my analysis of Halacha in my commentary called the Beis Yosef. So a person will have at his disposal basically a concise discussion of the Sugya, going through all of those sheetas, meaning you read the Torah, and then you read the Beis Yosef, and you'll have a summary of all of those. V'hiliyos ki kivar noda sharosh v'mordechai v'smag v'sefer tshuma v'agos maimen kulam nimshachem achrei divrei ha-tosos aharov lachein im biktas mekomos lo echtov daitom al yechashdeni shomea ki kishani kosev das ha-tosos eini tzarech lichtov das ha-kadoshim halo. So don't think that I'm leaving out opinions. If I mention tosos, then I'm also including the smak I'm sorry, the Smag, the Smak, the Mordechai, and the Rosh, because very often the Chuma, sorry, and Hagos Maimon, they generally all follow the opinion of the Baal Tosfos anyway. V'hine, Bali Yodi Ktsas Chuvas HaRashba, so in my time, Beis Yosef says, I also got some of the Chuvas HaRashba, and he included some of those. Kshani Kosev, Me'osan Chuvas Afal Pisha Ani Yodea, Shi Chuvas HaRashba, Ani Kosev, Kosa B'Chuvas L'Ramban, that's because they were referred to as the Ramban. He says, even though I know these are the Chuvas of the Rosh, but since they're generally referred to as the Chuvas Ramban, this is a discussion for a separate time, but as, if you know, within the collection of Chuvas of Rosh, but then there's a volume that says Miyuchos to the Ramban, for another time. So, we know this is why the Beis Yosef did what he did, this is what he did, and then he continues and he says, Va'olo B'Daiti, She'achar Kol Advarim, he says, after I presented all these different opinions, and here's the key for our purposes. I thought, Efsok halacha, that I'll paskin the halacha, I'll give a ruling, ve'achria, and I'll be machria, bein hasvaros, kizel atachlis, lios lano torah achas, mishpat echad, and people need to know how to behave. So, ve'isi, she'imbanu loma, she'achria den, bein haposkim, betainos, ve'rayos, talmudios, hini atosos, ve'chidush ha'ramban, ve'rashba, ve'ranzal, meleim tainos, ve'rayos, lekolachos me'adeos, right? The Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ran, they all have reasons for their opinions. U'miza, sher yerav, libo, lageshes, lahosif, tainos, ve'rayos, who's going to take issue with them? Ve'ezehu, asher yimalehu, libo, lahachnes, rosho, bina harim, ha'harei, Kel lachria b'neim al pitainos rayos listar masha biru heim o lachria b'masha lo hechriu heim. Who's going to come up with their own svaros and their own rayos against these gedolei horah, these gedolei rishonim who took positions and were machria? Ki b'avanisina rabim ketzer matza sechleinu lahavin divreim kol shekein leischachem aleim. We're of limited intellect and limited capacity compared to them. These were giants. These were gedolei olam. How can we possibly render our own opinions? And even if we could, this is a long and arduous task. Here we go. I decided that there would be three amudei Torah, asher habayis beis Yisrael nishan aleihem, upon which the house of Israel relies and leans. Now again, remember that previously, in mentioning who he's going to include in his Beis Yosef, he mentions the Smag, the Smak, the Rashba, the Ran, the Rif, the Rush, and others. And the Truma, the Ogor, remember that whole list. And yet, now he says that he was going to whittle it down, essentially, to Rif, Rambam, and Rush. Shebemokom sheshnayim mehem maskimim ladas achas. When two of these three, Rush, Rambam, and Rif, will agree with one another, then nifsal kalocha kamosam, then the halacha will be like them. Im lo b'miktas mekamos, save for a few cases where kol chachmi Yisrael o rubim cholkim al ha das hahu lachin pashan aminag behafech. In some cases, where many opinions or communities, for whatever reason, followed the opposite opinion, then even though two out of these three poskim took one opinion, then the halacha nonetheless will be in opposition to this majority of two of three. Why? Because there is a rov from someplace else, either rov, supermajority of the other Rishonim, or somehow the community decided that they're going to adopt a different opinion. But essentially, what the Beis Yosef says here is that his method of psak was going to be the best of three. Who is it that the halacha is going to follow? It's going to be the majority of Rif, Rambam, and Rush, save for a few cases wherein there were many other poskim that went along with the minority opinion, and in which case, then the halacha would follow that minority opinion. Okay, that is the Beis Yosef. Now, around the same time, Rav Moshe Isserles, we're talking now the 1500s, Rav Moshe Isserles, is the Rav in Krakow, Poland. And he also wanted to help the community to be able to navigate through a sugya and to be able to know what the halacha is. And he wrote his sefer to the tour, known as the Darkei Moshe. And in Darkei Moshe, he writes his method of psak. Again, we're not going to go through the entire hakdama. We'll skip around. Okay, in the paragraph that begins, Ish hu b'Krakow shmo Yisrael, cute, Asher nodva rucho ubona beis haknesses lakel v'haya bedoro, and so on and so forth. Omruli ra'ayoni v'chizayon dvar chachma l'neged einai lilkot kol chidushe aposkin b'yachad. Same thing. He wants to help out. He realizes this is a tremendous task for the average person. So he's going to gather. He's going to locate all the poskim together. Kedei shiyu biyadi keechad ulekoson lezikaron bitzad eza posik echad. Reisi she'ein tov miza ela sefer haturim. He also thought he was going to do the same thing. He's going to write a commentary to the Torah. Ki divrayim b'seder no'e misudarim. Everyone recognized that the Torah had done a tremendous thing by coming up with this system, or Chaim, Choshen Mishpat, Evan Ezer, and Yoredeya, and then the Simonim. So, why reinvent the wheel? Ubakal, Efshe Limtso Bo Mevukasho, Af Echad Minha Mevu Orim, Hein Zakenim, Hein Naorim, Laideze Hayu Hadvorim, Belibi Tsufunim, Vishmurim, Umiyad. As Mosni Nazarti says, again, biblical reference here, I girded my loins. Umishenas tar de Mosai Naarti, I woke up from my slumber. Ume Ezer Yoshev Tehilos Nazarti, I was helped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shemach Shavosai, Hischalti Vikimat Gamarti, I almost completed my task that I set out to do. Vikol Chidushe HaPoskim Vachuvos Biyachad Chibarti, and I gathered up, or Malakit, gathered up, I anthologized, as it were, all of the poskim. Veseder Balaturim Behain Sidarti, Velo Shalvosi, Velo Shakati, I wasn't at peace, I wasn't silent, I wasn't quiet. Vim Yashanti Az Yanuachli, Zeye Chelki B'chol Yimei Amalai. Be'ezer Ha'ozer Amiti, Asisi Adavar Beli Shehos Lechtov Kol Chidushim B'tzara Tor Lehagos. So he's going to write this gloss, and he says he was almost successful in doing the full extent of what he wanted to do. Write this super commentary to the tour, in which he would gather and anthologize all of the poskim. A little bit later on, he writes, again with a biblical reference, Ubehegia Tur Esther, Ratzalomar, Isuveheter, Vehischalti, Hilchel Schala, Achzani, Pulotzos, Velavashani, Chalchala, Bishami, Ner Yisrael, Rosh Hagola, Ari Misava Ola, El Shemaim Veruach, Elohin, Kadishin, Bechafno Asaf, Vechiber Sefer Beis Yosef. He said he found out that someone else had essentially done the very thing that he wanted to do, namely the Beis Yosef, Asher Ko Ro'ov, Yadon, Esma Alasa. Everyone knows him. Everyone knows his great genius. Vaz Nefalti Shapol Harik Palti. Maybe what I set out to do, I mean, he was, I guess, in the course of writing his work, or maybe almost completing his work, when he found this out, Vishayagati Larik, he says, maybe what I did was a waste of time. Ula Bahala Vishanisi Bechina Mimeni Gazalti, maybe I deprived myself of sleep for no reason. Vilha Neir Haze Hispalalti, Kidavari Neged Chachamanal, Keayin Echshavu, Kein Echshavu, Vishraga Patir Maimahani, what good would my work be in light of Rav Yosef Cairo's work? No one's going to think much of what I have to do if Rav Yosef Cairo already did this. And who's going to listen to me? Who's going to look at my work? Ki b'diyaso hakoleles hekif hakol. He's a big bucky, and he's going to obviously have an exhaustive discussion. Hashem Beirach Osa B'Kol. Dover Echav Yonah Lo Nafal Mikol. Ube Yosi Yomim Rabim Bezos HaMavuchas. And now he says, I was stuck. I didn't know what to do. Asher Lo Haya Lo Libi Menucha Kehalacha. Namas Bekirbi Kimomai. My heart melted like water. Achis Palalti. El Avi Shebashamayim Lemor Abrocha Achas Hilocha Avi. Again, another beautiful biblical reference. V'tainli derech emes balvavi shelo yu kol devarai genuzim b'tocha boim yu remuzim. Pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shigim neitzah, what exactly should he do with this work that he'd been preparing? Didn't want it to be for naught. And then later he continues and he says that he was mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mora derech, borer kashemesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the light, so to speak. And then he was less upset. He understood that there was still what for him to do. Va'amarti avina divrei sefer beis Yosef va'achariso ki amar li Elokim al tira osova es beiso va'af ki lo hiniach l'cha makom l'sgad mikol makom l'fnei malachim v'sorim b'malach t'cha tishader. You'll still be providing an important service. Ki dai l'cha mashaka kivanta das hagedolim. V'yu rak dvarecha ledvarav ha'amukim d'rochim salulim b'kitzo milim kodesh hilulim l'simonim segulim d'ivrei tzofnas paneach megalim ki yadua sh'arav mechaber beis Yosef b'tivo al ha'gedolim nechsof u'paslak halacha b'chol makom al pi shnayim u'shlosh eidim. This is the key part here. So what did Rav Moshe Isserles, the Ramah, do that would distinguish his work from Rav Yosef Cairo's work? He says it is known that Rav Yosef Cairo had this unique approach of Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, best of three, meaning two out of three. Ulashar Rav Vasa Adiri Torah Lo Chashalehem. But when it came down to his Achra, he didn't pay heed, wasn't concerned with all the rest of the Torah giants. Rak Mokam Gidolim Omad Lifsal Kalach Divishneim. He was just concerned with the two of three, Rif, Rambam, and Rosh. Va'af ki heim kamoi, v'lo basroi, v'lo chash ledvorim shetzivchu bo kamoi de kamoi. What about all the other Rishonim? Halo ha-Rif, shepasak sofperk beiz de'irvin, v'eskimu mo rabim lifso kalocha b'chol mokom ki basroi. We have another rule, which we haven't really discussed recently. The rule is halocha ki basroi. The later opinion is generally assumed to have gone through all the earlier opinions, and when he renders his later opinion, it's with consideration of all the earlier opinions. So sometimes we do look to the basroi. So he says that the Rif himself writes that the halacha is like basroi v'lo locha shel devar kamoi v'afilu b'makom harav eitzal ha'talmid v'chein pasku achronim tamid. So the Rama continues and he says v'chein pasku achronim tamid u'berosha maharek maharai b'tshuvos se'en ani'imos asher behen hiru kol mechashech v'gilu kol ta'alumos v'aydei zeh hadavar sasar kol minhagim asher be'elu hamedinos. Meaning, by taking this approach of passing two out of three, what happened to the long-standing tradition of Psak and all the rules of Psak and the methodology of Psak that existed until now? Asher rubam benuyim ala kol hazeh b'pshitas v'tmimus. Vein mefakav kenachar divrayim v'lachim lo ratzisi gamkein lachlok aleyen. He says, I didn't want to make that same mistake. V'chasavti etzel kol davar hachi nahug. Sometimes I wrote hachi nahug. V'ta'ami v'nimuki imi v'kol davar kasafti alav shem omro. I always gave a reference to who I am referring. Imlo amarti me'atzmi v'az kasafti nearly lios nikra b'shmi. Sometimes I'll use the term nearly, it appears to me. V'im bu'ulai ta'isi iti talin mishugasi. If I make a mistake, then people should know it's my mistake. V'lo yehei nitle ba'achirim sirchuni v'shigigasi. People shouldn't think that my mistake is a mistake that should be attributed to other Torah giants. So the Rama also wants to write a pirush to the Torah, writes his commentary called the Darkei Moshe, and he tells us that he is machria based on Basroi, the later authorities who saw the writings of the earlier authorities in addition to what they received on their own. And this way, the Rama feels that he was going to present an approach of Psak that was more precise. the Beis Yosef was taking the approach of Rove, 2 out of 3, and the Ramah also is giving us a method of Hachra, as it were. But his Hachra is not one of Rove, it's simply, let's see all of the Shitos, and let's be aware of what the Basroi said. Let's see what the later opinions said, the later opinions who took into consideration all of the earlier opinions. So let's not stop with just those three Rishonim, Rambam, Rif, and Rush, but let's see what all of those later Rishonim also had to say. Later Rishonim, maybe earlier Achronim, what they said. Okay, so that's the Rambam, I'm sorry, that's the Beis Yosef, the Hainu, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Darkei Moshe, the Hainu, the Ramah. Different approaches to Psak. Beis Yosef, one of Hachra'ah based on Rov, Ramah based on the later opinion, the Basroi. And then we know that there were those who took vehement opposition to the approach of the Shulchan Aruch. Here, the Ramah is kind of gentle in his rejection of the approach of the Shulchan Aruch, but we'll see shortly that others, namely the Maharshal, the Chidah, the Maharal, and a number of their contemporaries took strong opposition to this approach of Rove in this context. This was not, again, the Acher Rabban Lahatos of based in Rosh Sanhedrin. This is a unique application of Rove, one which Get Poshut did not seem to feel was in line with what the Torah had intended, neither the Chazon Ish, nor the Mashtam, nor Rav Kook. Okay, so what is it that Shulchan Aruch's contemporaries said about his method of psak? Let's begin with the Maharshal. So the Maharshal writes in his Hakdama to the Yamshal Shlomo on Maseches Chulin, clearly referring to the method of psak of the Shulchan Aruch of Yosef Karo. And he says the following. He says, Ki chadash mikarov ba liyadenu sefer v'chibur sha'asa mahari karo al haturim, referring to the Beis Yosef, v'hera kama chidushim misvar makadmonim shelo hayu biyadayim biyamim shavru. He mentions a number of things that weren't previously known in generations that came before us. V'chuvos nochrios v'chidushim asher nimtzu b'kol asvarim, various rulings and responsa that were found in Svarim. Lochisar davar mikol asher ala b'machshava l'fanav. He just didn't leave anything unturned. Whatever he had considered, he shared. V'kimat shelo hiniach makom usgadir bo. And it would seem that he didn't leave any room for anyone else to comment. However, aval also psharos b'inyane piske halachos midaito misvaras hakeres. This is a very strong language. Basically, what we would call in modern parlance, boich svara. He says that the author of the Beis Yosef, namely Rav Yosef Karo, made hachros between the various piskei halacha of these svarim using a methodology which is tantamount to boich svara. Berov hapamim beisav heter negen hakabbalah asher kibalnu v'nahogu adhena, a new method that had never been used until now. V'hatalmidim holchim achadvaru piskov. This is, there are many who follow his ways, v'lo yodu shebenafshem hu, and they don't realize that they're taking their life in their own hands. Shehu hechriya kama pamim neged hatosos v'aposkim asher anunogim lifzo kavasayu. So they don't realize that they're rejecting all those poskim that Rav Yosef Karo chose to ignore, in a manner of speaking. V'hinei shagu b'zei, says this is a mistake. Mi'achar shero shekein kasuv b'sifro, they saw what's written in his sefer. Shekach halacha, this and this is the halacha. Amru kach kasuv hakara lehedri, they say, oh, it's open in the Beis Yosef, or open the Shulchan Aruch. Ki kacha inyan hara asher lefnehem. Ma'asher kasuv b'sefer, what's written in his sefer. Yaminu, they believe what's written in the sefer. Im yamod echad chai vitzavach kekeruchi, if someone will stand up, a living person, and scream like a rooster, shein hadin kain berayos gemuros, and bring proofs, afil bekabbalah, or show that the tradition was not to paskin this way, lo yachishu l'dvarav, they won't be moved. Kasher kasafti b'hakdam rishona, as I wrote before, u'befrat ha'idna shabavonos harabim hanismachim arubim v'halom demuatim. So people don't learn the way that they should, and they rely on others. Umishem hachi tofsim divrei ha-sefer she-motzibo kol ha-chidushim. They run to paskin the way they see in sifrei likutim and works of collected psakim. U'bezeh hushvu haktanim u'gdolim v'na'arim lezekeinim. And they just equate all the different opinions that are mentioned therein. And so clearly, not happy with what Rav Yosef Kairo did, and then he continues, and he says, "V'lozu haderech, v'lozu ha'ir, ki miyamos Ravina v'Ravashi, ein kabbalah lifsok echad min ha'gaonim min ha'achronim." There's never been a time, he says, when we'd simply just followed a certain opinion, and we said, "Okay, we're going to follow this opinion." Consistently. Elamishi Yushu Dvar Lios Mi Sadim Bemofes Chotech Al Pia Talmud Yushalmi Vatosos Vatosafta Bemakum Shain Hechra Batalmud. Who is it that has the strongest argument? Who is it that has the best opinion? Who is it that can bring the best proofs? So again, calling into question the method of Psak of Rav Yosef Kairo. What about the Balei HaTosos? Question number one. And question number two, why not go with the one that has the best raya's among the Rishonim, from the Gemara, from the Yerushalmi, from the Tosafta? Now, that was the Marashal. But this thinking was continued by his Talmud, the Maharal. The Maharal, in his Sefer Nesivas Olam, Nesiv HaTorah Perek Tazvav, writes the following. He says, "Iker haTorah kasher hu mora halacha lemaisa, v'davar zaroi shiyeh yotze min haTorah asher haTorah hi sichlis, v'davar zahu haTalmud shu sichli, v'zaroi shiyeh yotze halacha lemaisa, v'davar zah bevadai kiyam haolam she'omed al haTorah, v'lefikach haTanoim she'morim halacha mitoch haMishnahim mavli olam. Aval b'davar zah, im hayu poskim halacha mitoch haMishnah, haya zah dai. Ki haMishnah hi reishis laTalmud v'haschala ilav, aval ein poskin halacha mitoch haMishnah. She asuya laTalmud ki haTalmud hu pirush haMishnah. We don't paskin directly from the Mishnah because we need the Gemara, which analyzes the Mishnah and tells us how the rule should be derived from the Mishnah. Rakshim poskim halacha mitoch haPoskim haPsakim asher nischaber lahoros halacha lamaisa v'lo nasu. Lomar osam rak lifsok mehem, v'davar zeh yoser rachok min hadas. Ki yoser roi v'yoser nachon shi haposik mitoch haTalmud. One should paskin from the Talmud. V'af ki yesh lacha shlo yelech b'derech emes, al yifsok hadin lamiso shetia hora lefi emes. Mikol makom ein l'chacham rak ma sha'aseicha shlo nosein, u'mevi mitoch haTalmud. Person has to go through the sugya and see how. Now again, we're talking about someone who's a bar hachi. We're not talking about a baal bas or even a talmud, the shalohi gil hora. We're talking about someone who is advanced in his studies and is able to take into account the entirety of the sugya. And then that person, with his havana, his shikl hadas, and his seichel, has a certain understanding. The kashet to an also v'chacham also titayo, so will point him in a certain direction. Im kol zeh hu ohev El Hashem Yisbarach, excuse me, who ahuv El Hashem Yisbarach, kashir morik kefi mashe mechayv min sichlo, vein ladayin rak mashe enov roos. And even if it will be kalapish maya galia, that the person is not being mechaving to what kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu expected the din to be, and this posek, who again, who is entitled to paskins the way he sees fit, Lo b'shamayim, as we mentioned previously, he is nonetheless beloved to Hashem because he's posturing in the proper way. But who Yosher told me Misha posik mito chibur echad, and he's better than someone who simply says, "Okay, I'm always going to pasken like this person, or I'm always going to pasken like that person." V'lo yada tamadavar, and doesn't know the reason for that psak. He just says, "Okay, whatever it says in such and such a place, I'm going to pasken." Shaholich kamo iver bederch. That person stumbles around like a blind person in the darkness, or a blind person along the way, meaning not going to be able to travel safely. Ubu'ulai yomar imkein bedor hazesh einam b'kiyam b'talmud. So what should we do now in this generation, when the generation that he was writing in the 1600s, 1700s, when should it be? Excuse me, is that still late 1500s? But Talmud, v'lo yedu oso eich nifsok halacha, eich nifsok halacha, halo bevadei kashahu, davar zeh she nishtakha Torah ve'inan ru'uyim lifsok halacha. V'kol zeh ma she'ein echad chozer al Talmud elios baki v'ragi v'limudo, kemo she'kasavnu l'mayla gadol chesrona b'torah, ad ki yavo moret zukenu, v'yosar tipshus libeinu v'niflos mitarasenu yireinu. Amen v'chein yiratzen v'mheir b'himeinu. Amen. So what's the Maral saying here? The Maral is saying a couple of things. First, the Maral's taina is that the kvias of halacha by looking at likutim, that's not a chachma, and that's not the derech of Torah. He says Torah is chachma. Torah is such that it requires seichel. That doesn't require seichel. Simply to look at a likut and just say, okay, I'm going to follow whatever it says in this likut, that's not halacha, that's not hachra, that's not psak. V'odif lahoros ayde iyun v'shas, it's better to paskin through investigation into the sugya, shas, the rishonim, like the Maral, and then the Maharal adds, excuse me, Maral adds, that even if you don't get to the real quote-unquote emes, you're still better off than just paskin like a likut. So now we have another mahalach here. We have the mahalach of Rov, like the Beis Yosef. We have the mahalach of the Ramah to show greater deference to the Basroi, to the later opinions. And now we have another opinion, Hora should really be to learn the sugya, to pick the shitos that make the most sense in terms of the sugya, in terms of what should carry the day. But not just looking at a likut, and certainly not going with Rov as a basis for Psak. Alright, and just to round off the discussion, and maybe with this we'll conclude for today, the Birka Yosef. The Birka Yosef, that's the Chidah, in Simen Chaf Hei, Sivkan Chaf Tes, also was concerned about the Mahalach. Of the Shulchan Aruch, and he writes the following: Kol Yameinu Nitzdarnu al Divrosei Malki Tzedek Maran Zatzal. Speaks about Rav Yosef Cairo with great respect, but nonetheless doesn't fully endorse his Mahalach of Psak, and he says, "Bepesher Davar She'asal Inyan Hora," with the way he made Psharos regarding Hora, "Laleches Acherei Harif Aram LaRosh." Where two of the three, Rambam, Rif, and Rosh, agree, that's the way he was machriah. Many came after and argued on this mahalach, as we've seen. Ramah, Marshal, Maharal. He's not making specific reference to those, but we've seen those. Ubiksha lak or haklal hazeh, and they came along and they wanted to uproot this rule. Kamavur b'hak Thomas Marshal l'sifro Yom Shal Shlomo u'b'hak Thomas Moram l'darkei Moshe v'shar gedolim. So he's referring to the Marshal and the Ramah. U'maharshach in chelek aleph simin kuf lamed aleph kasav derabim tofsu alav. Many argued on him. V'nechleku imo ponim b'fonim. He says many in his own generation argued on him and told him that this was not the proper method of psak. See also the Shalah. And then he goes on here to quote others who also took issue with the Mahalach of the Shulchan Aruch in being Machriya, according to Rov. This is not a method of Psak that they were comfortable with. This is not a method of Psak that they were familiar with, and not one that they felt should carry the day. Then he goes on to mention other reasons also why, just based on tradition, this was considered a shocking innovation in terms of how poskim in Sfarad were knowing to paskin and what the tradition was and which opinions to follow. Okay, so at this point we've seen that the yisod of Acharei Rav Lahatos at least according to many of the classic explanations, is a principle that is specific to Sanhedrin, Beis Din, and the like, and not one that necessarily binds an individual posek when he confronts a shaila that needs a psak. Okay, we've also seen various opinions in terms of how to relate to the innovative psak, what was then considered innovative mahalach psak of Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Ramah, the Marshal, the Maharal, and now the Chida. Okay, so Adkan with this particular sugya, and next time here at Hashem we will continue our discussion of Hilchos Shabbos, when we will hopefully discuss the halachos of Shehiyah.